Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Why is it important to invest in the same few stocks consistently in the yearly returns of NVIDIA, Apple, Lilly, Microsoft, and AMD? So, why is it important just to drill down on only a few stocks instead of like spreading it very thin?
Ian, can I just give the percentages before you do that?
Yes, please.
Let's run these down. And so we can start with the why. All right, NVIDIA, year to date, up 117%.
God did.
Apple, year to date, up 40%.
Ian did.
Eli Lilly, up 18% year to date. Microsoft, up 34% year to date. AMD Semiconductor, up 68% year to date.
Yeah, so when you spread yourself too thin, please write this down. Like the more decisions you make and the more variables you put into your portfolio, the bigger the risk you have for disaster. So we'll talk about Micron later, but So earlier when I was like, hey, NVIDIA, AMD, those are only two that I like. And people were like, well, what about this one? What about Micron? What about Intel? It's like, Micron was a great player the last decade. Now it's too much risk. And now China says, hey, we're not going to touch them. They've been at war with China for a long time as well. And this is part of that blowback. So you want to follow like a few companies, like in your portfolio, your watch list, even when you're trading. Like if you trade in stocks or options, you only want to have eight maximum. Even on like the future side, you really can like master 4 to 8 futures to trade. But once I see people like have, we've all seen a portfolio like 20 stocks, 30 stocks, the bad stocks can eat away all of your great gains. And when you should have been deploying capital into the ones that work the best, you may have taken a gamble on like a marijuana stock. And I do think that the weed stock space will have some value, but it needs federal legislation to be passed first in order for them to go up in value. So it's really important to pare down on two sectors more than anything. That's why I would say like two tech, two index. Apple and Microsoft have done incredibly well. Also, if I look at the long-term return of these over, like Apple is up over a five-year period, 245%. Like the longer you hold these companies, and I know it's not the sexy thing, it's not exciting in the interim, but like if I look over a three-year period, Apple's up 123.7%. Like that's a great return for a $1 trillion company. And also, if you, because I know maybe 2 years ago, rotation was a big thing that people were talking about. And that's for hedge funds because they have to deploy capital every quarter. But as a retail investor or a non-fund or non-institution, it's better to find you 4 or 5 good players, put all of your money into those, and then that way, when they finally take off their third or fourth year, you can be there for the upside. Like imagine if you caught Tesla in 2018, like adjusted for price, let me go through it right now. In 2018, it was the equivalent of like $23. Tesla's at 188 right now. In 2020, it got to 414.50 as an all-time high. Less is more in investing. Same thing in real estate. Like for those that I know that are doing incredibly well in real estate, they focus on a few cities. They're not doing Topeka, Kansas and Crown Point, Indiana. Shout out to all my people back home. And they're not doing East St. Louis and they're not doing the Bronx. Like you have to figure out where your niche is, even in investing. And the more you do that, the more gains you'll end up making as a result.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And I mean, just from a standpoint, especially for a lot of people that are beginning, it's tough to study. I mean, there's over 4,000 companies, right? To try to invest in 40 of them and really understand what these companies are doing and understand the fundamentals.
It's impossible.
I mean, you just don't even have the time for it. I was reading something on Warren Buffett about his trip to China. I mean, trip to Japan, excuse me. And he was saying, I'm sure we'll talk about this later, about how he's investing in this economy. And he was like, look, I'm investing in companies that are investing in companies. They've done the homework for me.
Yep.
Now I just got to do my research. And if they function in a way I can understand it, then it sounds like a sound investment.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to study every company that's in this market. I got a few that I understand. I understand them fundamentally. I understand the business model. I like the future.
Yep.
I'm going to invest in that.
Fellas, you get it. You can have two, but not 40 of them. 40 is too much.
I don't know what you speak of.
You're a wise man. Shotty, you know? No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. These jokes are written by 85 South. Hit the like button.
Hit the like button and share.
Yes.
Hit the like button and share. So, okay. So, being that, so should they invest in, so Apple, Microsoft.
Yes.
And two indexes, right?
Yeah, VTI. Yeah, people have been asking, like, if I don't want to do the indexes, what space or sector should I invest in? Healthcare. So the two big players in that space, Eli Lilly and Johnson & Johnson. Yes, I know Johnson & Johnson has done some nefarious things in the past, and they've been sued for it. But those are the two big players for sure in that space. Like, you want safety, but even in that midst of having something safe, like when the entire market was going down, Lilly was still producing a great return. So was Apple. Like, you want to mitigate the risk on a downside. Like, you don't want an investment that could drop 95% and then potentially put you out of business. Because then, especially for our community, like, if you see an investment go down like 85%, 90%, you may not ever want to invest or deploy capital again. Or your feelings and emotions may be hurt so bad, it's afraid to even put money in a safe investment at that point. Yeah. What if the end, like you'll see, like Michael Burry be like, well, the index bubble is going to pop and everybody messages me. I'm like, if Vanguard goes under, America's done. Like if them and BlackRock go under,
big trouble.
We have bigger problems to worry about. Yeah. So yeah, start with safety first. But if I had to add a sector, it would definitely be healthcare, which is
done. Yeah, it's one of those things when you invest in sound companies. From a psychological standpoint, you just feel more at ease.
Absolutely.
Right. Like when you pick a company, and this has happened to me before, fully transparent, and that investment goes down 70%, 80%. For the average person, it's like, I'm not even going to open my brokerage account anymore. I don't even want to open it. I'm not opening this app. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to
see it. Because I know it's there. Right. But when you're in sound companies, mm-hmm. it's a different feeling. It's just psychologically, right? Even if it's down 5% on the day, it's like, okay, well, I understand this company. I understand the fundamentals. I believe in the business structure here, the model here. It's going to be here for long term. It's just a different thing, man.
Yeah. Strike is a dark horse we talked about in the healthcare
space. Yes, we did.
But yeah, just invest in like the best companies in the world, but the most important sectors. I mean, of course, Ozempic is going nuts, but and I've said it last week, and it's not that I want us to profit off the sickness of Americans because we get poisoned first. But if you don't think that the citizens are going to get healthier, then the alternative for your portfolio is to invest in healthcare companies long term. Like I think it's in 2030 that 52% of all Americans in the United States of America are set to be morbidly obese. If you compare that to 1940, only 9% of the population was obese. If you don't think that was planned, but this is the game. You see a problem, you spot a solution, you try and find out how to get arbitrage in that and how to profit off of it as a result. It's unfortunate the laws won't change because they lobby like crazy. But yeah, Johnson & Johnson and Eli Lilly are two of the best in the healthcare space to invest in for sure. Yeah.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.